Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Elijah Cummings is whitewashing Benghazi, saying death is part of life. So don't make a big deal out of it, buddy. See, they're going to decide when a death is important. Kill a million-plus Iraqis? It's a good price to pay for security in the Gulf. Madeleine Albright. At that time, it was a half million. Now it's a million and a half. So she was very proud of that then. She's proud of it now. And when they say it's a good price to pay, you know, take all your liberties. So they're secure in their criminal activities. So, like, death's part of life. Big deal, ambassador dead. And the government's like, well, this is one of our own. Now you get it. You're all expendable morons until you have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution that's enforced. Adam, I've been ranting a lot. Adam versus the man. People just joined us. He's planning the armed, peaceful march on D.C., a civil rights march, like going and sitting at the front of the bus or going into the lunch counter and demanding you be served. And, of course, I was being sarcastic, telling him, how dare you? I get why people are so timid. If people are freaked out by me going on Red Coat Show and going, you want our guns, it's going to cause a civil war, back off. If so-called conservatives and libertarians literally defecated in their pants over that, what you're doing is like a nuclear bomb going off compared to that. So, again, I get your right to do it. I get they can come against us and do all sorts of stuff. In my gut, I probably wouldn't have done it. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying my view, my opinion. But now that it's going, now that it's happening, Adam, we need to make sure there's cameras there and make sure you get as much support so this doesn't get co-opted by the enemy. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. Well, I'd like to extend a personal invitation to you and to everyone in your audience, but really to you in particular for this day. I can't imagine a better way to spend Independence Day than engaged in something as important as civil disobedience. And you don't have to bring a gun. You don't have to be a part of my event. But if you could be there on Independence Day to document it, it would be greatly appreciated. But if you could engage in some civil disobedience and say that you are willing to put your concept of what the Constitution should be above what the law enforcement officers
the
believe
gods.
It is.
No. The officials. Call them gods.
Excuse me. The officials. Alex, I invite you to get arrested with me on Independence Day in Washington, D.C.
Well, know what they'll do. This is what they've done to, like, peaceful demonstrators in Austin and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, everywhere else. They'll just, the night before, put pipe bombs in your apartment or Molotov cocktails. So just, you should say up front, you don't have any Molotov cocktails.
I don't, and there are too many of us for them to try that this time, Alex. We are storming the Capitol.
Well, I've stormed the Texas Capitol, and they actually...
You have.
They stood down because they didn't want us to have the victory. Look at the opt-out a few years ago on the groping. They just shut the whole thing down for a week. They didn't want us to have that victory. They didn't want to have... In fact, they should have in the South, the racist restaurant owners, they should have just said, okay, today you can eat, but then tomorrow you can't. Do you understand? Then you would have never gotten that freedom.
This is the time to push.
What do you want to say to her? I mean, I hate to chew into her, but she just looks like a goon. And with now giant, I mean, she looks worse than like a Guatemalan general or something. I mean, this is a joke.
I feel sorry for her, Alex, that she's been called out at this point and identified as someone who doesn't care about the Constitution, who would rather be a lackey of politicians than stand up for the people. And if you talk about the effect on the District of Columbia, the murder capital of the world, or the country, if not the world, you see that the effect of their policies has been incredibly destructive. It has been a great boon for poverty and for crime. And I think, if anything, it's time for the American people to recognize that when the government has these kinds of overbearing policies, there are real consequences. This is a very simple, easy way, relatively speaking, compared to what prior generations were called on to do in the struggle, to stand up for what we believe in, to stand up for liberty.
You know, I think you're an extremist. How dare you make fun of her costume? I think she should start wearing a Queen Elizabeth crown.
It would certainly be appropriate. But there's something bigger going on here, Alex, and you understand this. And I really do hope to have you there on Independence Day and so many of your audience.
No, I get this is epic. I know you're doing it. So I'm not going to sit here like a coward and say you're a bad guy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Gregory Hicks, the deputy head of counterterrorism for the State Department, has come out and basically confirmed everything we already knew, but I expected, because of threats and other whistleblowers being gagged, that he was going to say, oh, they just screwed up, you know, they're really idiots. He said, no, they lied. They had C-130s with gunships, with Gatling guns and howitzers. They had drones, armed drones. We were down the road with armored vehicles. We were not given an escort. No one was allowed to protect them. There was a stand down. They are lying. And that's why the head of CENTCOM got removed, being so upset about it. The head of CENTCOM before that, Fox Fallon, got removed because he refused to stage an attack on our own ships to blame Iran. We have a group of lawless criminals in government. And they're able to steal your pension funds. They're able to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But they can't get everything because the military and the police are not complete criminals. Now, this just goes on and on and on and on. And it's on every front. Ladies and gentlemen, they're stealing $85 billion a month out of one tax window, and they won't tell Congress where it goes. But then the companies brag to their shareholders that it's going to foreign multinational banks and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs here in America and Wells Fargo and Wachovia, and you know who owns and controls that, Berkshire Hathaway. He got $44-plus billion in 2008 of taxpayer money, and it's happened every year since. Now do you know why the police are wearing black uniforms? Now do you know why there's cameras? They've robbed everything. And I got to say, this is historical, to be watching this hearing and seeing these people testify, shaking and going, they're lying, they knew, and they stood down. I just got chills, big ones. Now, John Bowne's been watching this. We've been watching it. We're giving you all the... I got goosebumps right here. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, as I was leaving, we're still right in the middle.
But as I was leaving, they were going through Hillary Clinton's cables and seeing whether or not she was involved with the...
By leaving, you mean when you walked out of your office next door in there.
And so the last statement by Representative Gowdy, he was talking about the fact that a classified email has come out, and he read it for the first time.
So they're now going all the way, releasing classified stuff in Congress. No wonder all the channels tuned away.
Yeah,
guys, check, is Fox carrying this?
It's the main station.
CNN cut to a package from last night with CIA Cooper on gangs.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're probably using the whole debacle with the girls that were taken and all that as a diversion. But anyway, it's not diverting us. Gowdy came out with the information that the Libyan department there was saying the day after in an email that to the State Department.
Well, that was in the news.
That it was a terrorist attack. Well, you just read that.
And Fox is carrying it. The other channels have cut away, at least last time I checked.
And so Rice has a lot to answer for, and of course it's going to lead right up to Hillary Clinton, and should take a lot of people down if we can get all the truth out.
Well, I mean, look, if the whole truth comes out, they had high-def video feeds in infrared of every... They could zoom in on birthmarks on people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, they had less than a mile away a giant CIA base full of Navy SEALs and CIA commandos who, after their SEALs, and only two guys refused to stand down and ran and drove over there and fought them off.
Well, I think the most telling statement is General Martin Dempsey's to Senator Iotti of New Hampshire. He says, we couldn't do it because it was the middle of the night. And
everybody knows the Pentagon doesn't fight at night.
These aircraft...
They only fight at night.
They were on strip alert, and they were a part of a commitment to NATO and Europe, not America, not our embassy, our American embassy. They're on a commitment to the United
States. No. I'm explaining something. In fact, this is the key. This is the angle no one's covering, and this is the key angle. You had three hearings last year where the Joint Chiefs read letters from Obama saying, not to Congress, to NATO, saying, I stand by for NATO orders. I am under NATO. That's worse than Hitler saying, I'm the dictator of Germany. At least he was German. This is a guy who's got all these multiple names, Barry Sotero, all this. We don't know who he is. I mean, he did have the name Barry Sotero.
Yeah.
Okay, they've sealed all his records, and he says... In public letters, we've written the articles, we've played the clips, we need this as a package tonight, showing when they said, we are under NATO and the UN, and now it's come out here. They stood down because, see how that's perfect? The White House is like, sorry, CENTCOM head, you can't aid him. our hard security force is taking him out for whatever reason. NATO isn't answering the telephone.
Yeah, this is
so our
backyard.
Yeah,
and Panetta's over there, you know, saying that there's no way they could have gotten to it. So they're just going with whatever NATO.
They just had an aircraft carrier 100 miles away and C-130s 30 miles away and Predators 20,000 feet in the air.
They also had another group that was going there, and they were told to stay, to not get on the plane, and they would have made it just before the attack happened, the laser-pointed attack. I mean, the way that Hicks talks about it is that the way they were attacked was with incredible accuracy.
Oh, no, that came out a week into it, that they knew internal secret procedures, and that's why Colonel Schaefer came on and said it was clearly a hit with inside knowledge. And I said, oh, you're saying Obama did it. And off air, he's like, affirmative, affirmative. And then he's like, well, no, I'm getting a lot of heat. I didn't mean that. So maybe I misunderstood the colonel, who everything he told me has now come true. And by the way, I know Schaefer's not coming on because they're threatening him. I want Schaefer on, Tony Schaefer, now. Okay? Because he has the intel. He said all this a week after it happened.
Yeah, I'd like to see what Pachenik has to say about this.
He's on Fox News, I know, but he needs to go out and say this on Fox News. Okay, next week, get him. He's a good guy, man. I tell you, we know what they did. Why do you think they killed him? Because they were transferring the heat seekers there at that? But we know they were giving them the heat seekers there. Yeah, they had a whole warehouse full of heat-seeking missiles.
Yeah, that's probably part of it.
And obviously, they can't start shooting the airliners down and declare martial law when it comes out the globalists gave Al-Qaeda the heat seekers.
Not to mention all the documentation that was destroyed.
Recap everything you just said. I'm sorry, Catherine Albrecht, I said move her to the 30. Let's get her on for 10 minutes about Google. Get her on next week for a full hour because it's so important. And Jeffrey Smith, we'll get a 10-minute update on him on the march on Monsanto because it is important, but I've got to take calls and cover this. Recap everything you just saw.
What it comes down to is that we've got a side of NATO, which includes our State Department and our president.
That's running al-Qaeda in Syria.
Yeah, that is in on this attack. And then the attack happens, and the people in charge that are just doing their jobs as American citizens, basically working for America, are there begging for help to arrive. There are all these answers given to them how they can't arrive. They can't send troops. They're 2 hours away. They'll never make it. We can't send a fighter jet over.
And then 6 hours later, everybody's dead. 8 hours.
Everyone's dead, and all the evidence is destroyed.
I tell you, though, it's a good test, though. They had a base with hundreds of commandos down the street, and they followed orders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you think your pension funds are safe, commandos and CIA people? You really want to let crooks like this run wild who think we're so stupid? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Recap the other points.
Well, I can't wait to get in there and see what else is going on because now they're going after Hillary Clinton. And they're seeing if she's linked up to these cables, to these emails. She's the head of the state.
She's in command.
She's totally in command. How is she? And she's taking a week off?
Why did they want the ambassador dead? Why did they use? It's on record. This is the security group is who killed him. Their hired security is who killed him.
There's some interior motive with the United Nations and Gaddafi and the evidence and the money.
No, that's it. It's Sarkozy. He gave $1 billion to Sarkozy. Reportedly.
Yeah.
Get me Wayne Madsen today. Get me Wayne Madsen right now.
Well, we'll put all this together in a cogent report for tonight.
Telling you, this is, because listen, I got to admit, I'm rarely wrong. And again, John Bowne's a longtime news reporter, syndicated radio, a reporter in his own right, comes from a long journalistic background. Well, your dad won a Peabody, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I'm just bragging about you. Anyways, the point is, I'm rarely wrong around here. I mean, I'm usually right, but I got to say, I'm wrong about this. I was like, it's going to be a whitewash, that there was internal failures, and they screwed up, they need more funding. No, this is guys shaking, going, they knew, they stood down, they killed everybody. I mean, they all know it was a hit. Their security force went and murdered them, and this is now on television. How are they going to spin this, John Bowne?
Well, it's completely ludicrous because the very next day he sees, or a few days later, he sees Rice come out on the news, on various shows, saying that it was a group of people that were angry about an Islamic film that was made.
And it turns out that was produced by the FBI.
When that had nothing to do with it because there was no protest at the embassy.
No, the media hyping it caused a few goodies where the Muslims killed Christians in Egypt.
So it's just a big cover-up. There's a huge amount of information.
They tried to start Muslim riots everywhere the week after to cover this up.
Yeah, and yeah.
Which was a false flag. I mean, to go, look, Arabs, get mad. It's good. Muslims, burn everything. Look, we're saying Muhammad is a pilfering goats or whatever. And so they put this out. They covered it. That's, see, a false flag. They always run a false flag to cover up. Let me tell you, I'm going to say this right now. We are in prime danger for them to blow plant sky high, mass shootings today, the next day. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, they probably, the globalists have probably
they're
got
on red alert.
They're loading trucks with bombs right now.
Yeah, they're covering something up that is so massive that we're going to start digging into, not just us.
No, they've got to watch them. I'm telling you, they could set a nuke off and say Syria did it. They are going to pull something big right now. Yeah. That just hit me. Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson. I bet, to use the analogy of a missile, it's lifting off right now. They're launching the false flag right now. You can set your watch and warrant.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather
sad, would typically be the distribution for that.
Okay. Thank you. My time is expired.
I thank the gentleman from Massachusetts, Mr. Turney. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hicks, let me start by acknowledging how riveting your testimony was to the events of that day and evening, and thanking you for your service. and your activity, for sharing with us all the brave acts that that occurred that night. I don't think we've heard enough of that. And I think it's important for the American people to know how many individuals, both in Tripoli and in Libya, responded so very well and bravely on that. So thank you for sharing that and for your service as well.
All right.
You know, we have an important...
Again, that's more of the hearing, the thank you for this service, thank you for that service. We've got teams watching it all, giving you the latest in the live feed update at InfoWars.com. By the way, Colonel Schaefer could come on today, but they thought, because I had other guests who I'm now canceling or moving, that he couldn't come on. So it looks like Colonel Schaefer will probably be on sometime in the next 2 hours. He's live on Fox right now, but he's got the real insight on all this because he ran a bunch of the secret operations like Stratus Ivy and others that were deeply involved tracking Al-Qaeda, who basically work for NATO. See, NATO is the big narcotics trafficking group under Bilderberg, and it's used to do stuff the Pentagon isn't involved in, kind of on white side operations. And notice that's why they're now saying our military is under NATO. I mean, this is such a big deal. This is the globalist takeover of America. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. John Bound, what is the latest as we call out the most important intel from these historic hearings? Again, I was incorrect. I thought this would be a whitewash. This is meltdown level perjury, lying, a stand down, and lying about the stand down is impeachable, felony, but everything's impeachable. But this is so blaring. And again, the Republicans are involved in so many other crimes that they can't ever go after Obama on globalist issues of shutting down power plants and stuff like that because they're involved in it too. But something like this, I mean, and again, I don't even know if Obama was involved. I'm not whitewashing it for Obama. He's a teleprompter reader. But Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, this is really their third term. They are in there running things. And that witch is definitely lying to people. And she's been caught lying. John Baum, what's the latest?
She is an actual witch, by the way. Right now it's Nordstrom is on the hot seat, and he is talking about the complete lack of proactive leadership in the State Department, which...
That's a whitewash.
But he's also saying that there's no way that Hillary Clinton didn't know because she's in charge of the entire operation. So the more these emails come out, the more it shows that she was completely in command.
You mean Hillary Clinton is lying?
Of the stand down.
Come on, Hillary lied? That does...
She's a dirty game she plays. But what we're going to find out here probably within the next hour or so is that Hillary Clinton is completely responsible for the stand down. She's in cahoots with NATO to make sure that stand down happened, probably serving her masters there at the United Nations.
Yeah, I mean, we know they ordered the killing of this guy. This was the security force they pay, Al-Qaeda jihadi leaders. And they sent him in to wipe him out.
And then they send Rice out, the spokesperson of the United Nations, to tell the American people that we have nothing to, don't look over here because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, people with artillery and rocket launchers over 8 hours who had precision understanding of security and pinpoint striking.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is a globalist attack on that ambassador. Maybe the ambassador was a good guy and said we're not going to take down Syria and give 10,000 heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. Maybe he had a heart. I mean, we don't know. Because we know they gave him time after they killed him to get the weapons out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's probably what went on.
Yeah, they destroyed all the evidence. And for some reason, the security detail that even just drives the trucks, they weren't even there. So the guy that got out, Hicks, the guy that got out, him and his crew that were destroying all the evidence, they had to drive those trucks. They didn't even know how to drive them. They didn't even have the people there to do that.
And they were calling on bases down the street to help them. And it was, sorry, NATO. NATO's not answering the phone right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hillary's taking a bubble bath. No, I mean, Hillary was in the Situation Room going, stand down continues.
Stand down. Get to AFRICOM. Let them know it's complete stand down.
Oh, yeah. And that's on record. They told AFRICOM stand down. Yep. All of it.
Yep. They're on a plane headed to help them out. They would have
been. Nixon had to leave office for lying about a break-in to get psychology records. Obama is in the New York Times saying, we're spying on all of you without warrants now.
Yeah.
So that's okay, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Nixon was thrown out for spying on his competition, and now the government's spying on all of us.
And he was thrown out for having medical records and IRS records. Now they give them to all the agencies.
Yeah, and now they're pushing Obama's backing.
And now they send Al-Qaeda to kill an ambassador and Navy SEALs.
Total crap. corruption. Total Mafia is taking over.
I'm going to take calls. I'm going to get the number out when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. You really want to cross that line? Don't tread on us. We're sick of being treaded on. You may have the zombies out there wanting to be tread upon, telling gun owners it's our fault people get shot when violent crime's down 49% and shooting. This is from the Firearms Violence 1993-2011 Justice Department report out today. Even the L.A. Times was forced to report on it. They're trying to spin it, though, like it's a case for gun control. There's more guns, more gun ownership, more concealed carry. Criminals are scared. Criminals now go and beg on the street corner. They know they'll get their butt blown off going in most people's houses. Come in my office. We're not going to get in fetal positions for a mass shooting. You're going to get shot. It's like attacking a police station in Texas. You go in the average person's business or house. I got a construction crew right here. I know full well's packing heat. Good. A criminal that wants to come kill you folks is coming. The only way to stop him is that you're armed. That's the only way to equalize things. Not, take all the guns, I won't have them, you won't have them, right? Then they're going to have them. I'm going to get more into that in the next hour. Let me give you the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. But let me add something. We don't screen calls here. Except when I say it's on a subject, and it's on one thing. Are you watching these Benghazi hearings? Do you realize how big this is? Because I'm right about, let's be honest, 95% of the time. I mean, I do my research. I know what I'm talking about. That's been proven. And I'm not proud of that either. I'm saying, you know, we know what we're talking about. When I'm wrong, I will tell you I'm wrong. These people's body language is they're feeling good. They're doing the right thing. They're scared. They know they're coming after them. They're coming after their families. They may even get arrested for testifying, but they're going all the way. Some of these people were basically told they couldn't talk about what they're talking about. You're seeing national security orders being broken right now. Fake national security orders. I talked to Colonel Schaefer. He said, come on tomorrow. We're lining that up. He's in critical meetings. This is historical, okay? And Schaefer's in the middle of all this. He's a whistleblower. Ladies and gentlemen, on exposing al-Qaeda, working for the globalist. Just like Sybil Edmonds said, there's a group in NATO and a group in CIA above the Pentagon, just as Pachenik says, running al-Qaeda. And they sent, that came out a week into it, that the Benghazi security force, it's on record. Now it's mainstream news yesterday. The Benghazi security force. In Benghazi, the group of jihadis they brought in as their base of operations to take over all of Libya. Months after they've taken over all of Libya. Then they go and they're doing weapons transfers to the jihadis. And the jihadis show up and kill the ambassador and the security detail. And it came out in the news. Guys, type in fact. I think it was even like New York Times or was it Al Jazeera headline. Benghazi attackers had inside intelligence or knew State Department security secrets. They knew stuff that most Navy SEALs don't know, and that's who they use to test most area security. That's who they send in against it. They knew more than most of the SEAL teams, because most of them aren't assigned to that. I mean, they knew exactly where to hit. They knew everything. Now again, they know everything. They're the local security detail. There's an eight-hour stand-down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is naked. I didn't think this would come out. And these people, I mean, punch them back up, because you guys were just showing the testimony. These people are freaked out. The idiot staffers don't know what's going on. The sellout Congress and most of them are just fumbling around and trying to whitewash things. The Republicans want to score points but not go all the way, because this could bring down their whole system. And when it cuts back to the people in the hearing, they are telling the truth. We already know, because we already know all the facts. But it is just incredible to see this happening. This is unprecedented. Now, I want to apologize to Catherine Albrecht, host here on this network. But she knows. She's a host. She knows big breaking news. People move guests. She'll be on with for a full hour next week on Google, the biggest hacker, the biggest computer crimes group in the world, on record, hacking into emails, breaking into computers, stealing data, NSA connected, above the law, doesn't even get in trouble. And then they go around now with their browsers saying InfoWars.com and Drudge Report are malware, and then we scan our computers and it's not on there, and then it turns out it's a group connected to Google. This time and 3 years ago when they did it to Drudge, 2.5 years ago. So just amazing how they run these false flags. I mean, they are, and you can have an antivirus deal. More and more McAfee's doing this, even though I know the founder of McAfee and had him on. They'll say stuff about InfoWars. Or you go to a library, they've got these programs that say, oh, that's extremist. You're not allowed to go to InfoWars.com. They don't want you going there because we know what we're talking about. There it is, Drudge Report versus Google. Matt Drudge calls search engine out over malware designation. There, good job, Drudge. Looks like Google doesn't like Drudge Report headlines this morning. Be a man. Drudge, Sergey, Drudge tweeted, I guess yesterday morning, along with the below image. Yeah, that's the image. And they all stood it to InfoWars. Again, folks, we've got, I didn't even know Drudge did that. Good job, Drudge. I mean, we've got these people on our butts, man. You've got the White House saying, don't visit Drudge. I mean, it's a, we're afraid to let anybody talk because of Drudge. Because we can get the guest on. I can get the guest on, the colonels and former special ops and the former head of State Department Black Ops, and have them say, it was a hit, it was a murder, they went in, they ordered the stand down, this is Al-Qaeda, this is the local security force, that's why they stood down. Either to kill the ambassador on purpose, or they were too embarrassed to airstrike their own Benghazi rebels they just put in power. Either way, it's felony aiding and abetting murder. If you know somebody that works for you is coming to kill somebody and you don't try to stop it, you now are an accomplice to capital, premeditated murder. Red rum, backwards. Red rum. Hillary Clinton, red rum. Barack Obama, red rum. Everybody that goes along with this, you're now part of red rum. When you help cover this up, you're now part of red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Red rum! Red rum! Here's the New World Order! I'm coming in! And they're rushing on every front. What do they have to lose? They're going after the borders. They're going after the guns. They're bringing internet taxes. They're saying in the New York Times, we're spying on you without warrants. There's nothing you can do. This is a full-out blitzkrieg attack on everything right now. And you know what? We're beating them on a bunch of fronts. Dr. Catherine Albert, Harvard-educated expert on technology, and its abuse for the last, I don't know, 13, 14 years, writing best-selling books, fighting it. I want to get your take, because you cover everything. Recent breast cancer survivor, got very excited about that. Hope you're doing well. Hope that's still in complete remission. We're all praying for you. I should have called and asked you that since the last you were here. So maybe give us a brief update on that. I know it's private info. But here you are with us. What do you make of this Benghazi? Because I'm not hyping this. This is bigger than catching them staging... at least provocateuring the Boston deal. And what do you think they'll do now? What do you think about Benghazi A and B? What will they do to distract us? I mean, if they put out that Muhammad video to try to get everybody to riot the Middle East, you know, as a cover for this, a false flag, if they did Fast and Furious to try to get our guns, what will they do, Catherine Albrecht?
Well, you know, Alex, this is always the question I ask anytime they tell us of government misdeeds, because their history is to cover it all up, and they control the media, so they're clearly in a position to be able to cover it all up. And the fact that it's being brought to our attention repeatedly over and over on every mainstream media outlet makes me say, what gives? Why is it that they're taking their own and putting them up on the stand and hanging them out to dry, which, you know, admittedly they deserve that, but there are so many crimes going on in Washington, so many crimes going on at the highest levels of power within our military. Why is this one being brought to our attention? And so this is always the question that I know you ask when you're looking at these kinds of questions. And, you know, you talked about being right 95% of the time. I got to say, I'm with you. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. What is it that they're trying to gain from this? They've clearly got the whole country right now shaking their fist at Hillary Clinton, shaking their fist at all the main players who really screwed up over in Benghazi. But my question, why are they telling us about it?
Listen, I have studied this from the inside with all these insiders from day one. I have been right on top of this, you know, really being focused on the West funding radical jihadi al-Qaeda. I've been doing that for now 18 years. And I got to tell you, from all my sources, they genuinely had a break. Even the CFR said that people were freaked out, and the Bilderberg was concerned about this 2 years ago, that people now know our government's funding al-Qaeda to take over Libya and Syria. And they've had all these generals removed and admirals, the head of CENTCOM, because they're not going along. I think this is a genuine revolt happening, and Dick Cheney and people are trying to just call it, you know, negligence, which looks like they're criticizing Hillary, but that's the cover. This is, and Senator Graham calling it negligence and systematic failure. This is not systematic failure. They wanted that ambassador dead. There was a torture base down the street. They ordered them not to help them. They had a warehouse full of missiles there. They don't want it on record that they want to be able to say al-Qaeda stole the missiles down the road. So they were willing to kill the ambassador to do it. That's the best I can tell. What do you think?
No, I think that makes sense. And then the real question is, who are they willing to sell down the river you know, what's going to be the outcome? And I think that's really the question. You know, I got to thinking about this, Alex, that if Hillary Clinton had been forced to wear Google goggles, then we would have known exactly what she read, exactly when she read it. And I'm certainly not advocating that people have to wear those, but that's one of my great fears. We're talking about Google and what they're doing to InfoWars and to the Drudge Report. But when we start talking about who knew what and when did they know it, it seems to me that that would be your perfect excuse for saying we need tighter controls over all communications. We need more surveillance equipment, even over, you know, key figures, important people. And, of course, if they do begin to spew that rhetoric, you know it's only going to affect us, and it actually won't wind up affecting them. But that's another piece in the back of my mind, because a lot of this really is hinging on who knew what, said what, saw what, read what, and when. And I'm kind of waiting for the surveillance piece to come up. Have you seen anybody mentioning that? Or, gee, we need tighter controls?
Yes, they've actually already been saying that. They had two drones right over it for 8 hours, off and on. They had C-130s. They've been caught lying. I mean, believe me, they don't.
Well, that kind of backfires on them, right? So this whole surveillance apparatus that they put in place, it's kind of like the cops who don't want you filming them. You know, they want the surveillance cameras on every corner, and they want to be able to watch us and go through our email and spy through our windows with drones in our backyards. But they don't want their own activities observed and watched.
And that's what they should know. Everything, what comes around, goes around. You never get away with anything in this life. People say, I don't believe in God. I'm not worried about what I do. No, I found stuff comes back to you in this life. And anything you do bad sends out ripples that come back not just on you but your kids. And I think why they're going to get brought down, I really do think they're going to get brought down unless they stage a huge false flag, is that people love their children. And folks realize the bottom has dropped out. Let's put up the whitewash headline there. It's U.S. too slow to act as drone cam captured Libyan horror. And that's back from October of last year. See, the drones were there. They knew. They ordered the stand down and called the attack with artillery a protest, just like they did in Libya and Syria. So I guess if somebody ever comes up and shoots you in the head, when the cops show up, you just say it's a protest, officers, like Benghazi or like Libya or Syria. You know, if you carpet bomb a country, it's a protest. But let me ask you about this, then we're going to go to break and come back with calls. Look at this in the New York Times today. U.S. is weighing wide overhaul of wiretaps. We have the FBI deputy head of counterterrorism Monday on CNN. Say, everything you say is recorded. We're not just listening in live time. And he smiled. So now they're flaunting what you and I already know. Mm. Now listen, the Obama administration resolving years of internal debate is on the verge of backing a Federal Bureau of Investigation plan for a sweeping overhaul of surveillance. It's an overhaul. You know, Big Brother's an overhaul of surveillance laws that would make it easier to wiretap people who communicate using internet rather than by traditional phones, according to FBI. According to officials familiar with the deliberations. Well, that's all in the Cybersecurity Act that you know about, where they preemptively say they're going to use in court the fact that they're already spying on us. And he says that on CNN. He goes, well, we're not using it in court yet. They're already doing it. Now they want to be able to just preemptively do whatever they want. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, this is an arms race, and it's an information arms race is what it really is. And the reason I was so interested in what Google was doing to InfoWars is because we're to the point now, you know, we like to think that we've got all this distributed communication and we're all networked and grassroots. But the reality is if Google were to take InfoWars or my website or any website off of the internet, 90% of people out there would never see it again. I mean, that would be the end of it because we've consolidated so much power into these very few places that are disseminating all of our information and helping us find stuff. So we really need to be thinking as they start talking about this, what really is an information end game. If they get to the point where they pass this sales tax, which is probably going to go through, that's going to give them the right to audit all of your communications and online purchases, of course, because they want their income, and they would then have a justification. And then they start talking about all this efficiency and security and wiretapping and this and that, and you could get to the point where you could see somebody like Google not listing Infowars.com any longer. And then you could see, if you try to get to it through some other means, that the wiretapping and all the surveillance would be able to figure out who's going there. So, you know, we're getting to the point where I think we need to be looking at alternative ways of communicating, just like you're always talking about, alternative ways of getting off the grid or getting food independence. We need to be thinking about getting internet independence and communication independence, because if we're not careful, that this net that they're tightening is going to tighten so much that we're going to really, when they drop the boom and they shut the internet down and say no one can get on it unless you have your biometric eye scan and your government approval, comrade, at that point a whole lot of us are not going to know how to communicate. So we need to be thinking about these things.
That's why we've got to still go with terrestrial radio. We've got to have print publications. People have got to support and keep the DVDs and make copies and keep their old computers, because all the new computers are going to be on cloud. You're not going to be able to keep data yourself. This is the forced conversion, and they admit that's the plan. But for those that just joined us, to have Google 3 years ago with Drudge come out and say he was serving malware when it turned out it was Drudge not doing it, but Google doing it, and now they're doing it to Drudge and us, and we went and looked, it wasn't true, and the White House is attacking us, and all their surrogates are, people better appreciate InfoWars, because what's my goal? My goal is to beat these people. And folks, I'm not on a power trip. I know how small we really are. It freaks me out to know we're some of the most prominent people in the world that actually have analyzed this attack profile and are fighting it. And it's good to know you're there, Catherine. We need more people. Give us your website for folks that want to visit that one while it's still available.
Well, I'm at KMAshow.com or just KatherineAlbrecht.com, but let me also suggest people check out ixquick.com, which is the private alternative to Google, because we don't serve Google results. So if they filter you off of Google...
Absolutely. We got to boycott Google now. We're going to have you on about that next week. Phone calls on Benghazi Gate. Straight ahead. Thank you, Catherine Albrecht. I'm Alex Jones.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Phone calls now and analyze the live hearings. I've got my reporter John Bowne out there, Kurt Nemo, Adon Salazar, all writing notes, updating Infowars.com with a live update page with the video feeds that the mainstream media is censoring with the latest. They're now confirming that there was not a backlog of transportation on the ground or the air. They could have helped them. They've got all the State Department witnesses, you name it, who were there. Explaining they were told to stand down and that the White House is lying. Hillary Clinton is lying. And I expect them to stage something big, some new war, some new crisis, some new something, an assassination attempt, God only knows, something to make themselves look like victims. Because this is so big, folks. Now this has been hiding in plain view. You ask, well, why is it coming out? You know, is there something behind this? No. They just did it so sloppy in front of everybody and thought this was 20 years ago when they controlled the media. They do not control the media. No one trusts a word they say. And Gregory Hicks is up there telling the truth because I've studied this. My expert guests have studied it, and he is telling the truth. Don't forget, folks, to support Infowars.com. We sold out of the May issue of the magazine. 30,000 copies at cost, boom, sold out. Weldon came to me this morning. He said there's about 1,000 left right now. Do you want to sell them individually so everybody who wants one, who missed them, has a chance to get them? And now that's all that's there is singles with the free bumper stickers inside. And I lost money on this because I usually sell them for like $1 a piece. With the stickers and all the rest of it, the shipping, I lose money. But we're selling them for $7.95 a piece so we can pay for stickers and maybe the July issue again. So get this collector double cover issue right now at InfoWarsStore.com with the March issue of Exposing False Flag Terror and the History of False Flag Terror. Very important issue. Limited copies, three stickers inside, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Save the Constitution bumper stickers. It's available right now, probably less than 1,000 right now, available at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to get them. Now, obviously, the price has gone up because it's the last 1,000 of those. And I had the idea. I said, yeah, let's charge more so we can pay for stickers again, or part of the stickers again. Maybe put it in 50,000 copies with the stickers. It's so expensive in July. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to go to Ironhead, Ramon, Mankind, Sean. I had a caller in France. He just hung up. Hope that caller in France gets back in. Nelson and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, I get so busy on air that I've got all these paid sponsors, you know, that get paid when I plug them. You know, on radio, they plug every segment. They're sponsors because that's where the real listenership and the real advertising is. Notice that you don't hear me really do that. And I need the money to fund their operation. So just go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the ProPure water filters, with the ProPure water filters, the Pro One filters with a 10% discount with promo code WATER, already off the lowest price. Go to the Seed Center, all the best brands of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds, part of Operation Johnny Appleseed 2013. Get the T-shirts, the books, the videos. Even if you're awake, get hard copies. Give them to other people. Put them on Access TV. Upload them to the web. Hit them with information warfare from every angle. Swarm attack. That's the profile. Go, 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 go. Mid-air refueling. InfoWar attack cruiser. Mid-air refueling. Energize us. Pour the money in, and I will intensify the attack.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introduce.
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.